If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Michael Liptrot with our report. Good morning, Michael. This is going to be good in the Ravenswood neighborhood. Hi. Free housewares. Fill us in.
Yes. So Front Yard Free Cycle happening in Ravenswood this weekend. It's a sustainability-driven yard sales really taking place at a bunch of different houses down the street, you know, encouraging people to reuse and recycle, you know, keep things out of landfills. So there's going to be more than 200 homes around the neighborhood are registered to participate, and there's going to be more than 1,000 attendees. Last year came out, so we're expecting similar crowds. And, yeah, that's going to be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. So people can come out, you know, see what wares are out there. I know Facebook Marketplace is taking off. So you can come out and see if you can bargain in person versus over Facebook Messenger. And then on top of that, if you can't sell things this weekend, there's going to be a Chicago Northside Church of Nazarene over on Leland. It's going to be taking people's wares both today and tomorrow if people want to drop off stuff.
Addresses and hours, all the info is at blockclubchicago.org. Good news for Garfield Park and the West Side. There's a new Little League baseball field. Is this open yet?
I know. So this just broke ground this week. This is at Garfield Park itself, at the actual park. This is over on close to the intersection of Hamlin and Jackson. There's a bunch of baseball diamonds out there, and one of them, a Little League diamond, just broke ground. They're converting it from the typical, clay dirt over there. They're turning into a turf field. And so they're going to really build it out. They're going to have batting cages, bleachers, building on the asphalt, having it connect to the main trail. And it's really good. And beyond just the diamond itself, one thing both the park district and the community has really emphasized is what this means to the kids over on the West Side. You know, a lot of kids, especially today with these conversations we're having about teen takeovers, it's important to emphasize these third spaces and these extracurricular activities kids can get into that are productive. Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids have gone through the Garfield Park Little League and come out. You got some kids that are top in the city, such as Paris Head and Arion Gould, who are some of the top baseball players nationally ranked, have gone through Garfield Park's Little League program. Mm-hmm. So you never know. You might have the next baseball prodigy come out through Garfield Park's Little League.
You never know. And if you've never been to the Pullman neighborhood, it's very historic, very interesting. And there's a story about an artist with a connection to the Pullman Porters paying homage to their legacy. Tell us about this.
Yes. So Shane Jahi Jackson is leading an art show, really looking at the lives of the Pullman Porters. And so for people listening, you know, a lot of people hear about the Pullman neighborhood, but don't know about the Pullman Company, which is a railroad company, transit company that really led a lot of that history in the 19th and 20th century, where a lot of the workers in the area, you know, these are black, predominantly black workers who worked as porters and maids with the Pullman Company. And Shane realized that his grandfather, George Antrese, was a worker with Pullman, with the Pullman Porters from 1945 to 1950. And so he set out to do really this art show that's going to look at both his great-great-grandfather's life and other lives, and just bring to life the people behind the work. Because you know the name Pullman, you know the legacy of the Pullman Company, but when thinking about these people's lives, what people went through, the opportunities they were afforded through the company, and how it changed people's lives. And when we think about other cities that have such a big legacy in terms of different trades and careers that were offered, the same thing can be said about families who through the automotive industry were able to move to Detroit. and worked there. Similar thing in Pullman, where it really changed people's lives.
Yeah, it was the company town here, and that event tonight is at 11137 South Langley, and it's free and includes free drinks, too. Sounds like a good deal. And you can get more at blockclubchicago.org. Michael Liptrot, thank you, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right, anytime, Bob.